The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. And boy, oh boy, we were not the turkeys of Thanksgiving. Thank goodness for that. That and more here on show 585. Right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have a post-game for a Thanksgiving that was pretty crazy, I gotta tell you. In a lot of ways, it was a really personal tragedy for me. I'll go over that a little bit. And just for the team, I was just blown away, as were most fans. We're gonna hit on the WTF football team. WTF, that's right. Washington football team. Wait a minute. Hold on. WTF. Yes, WTF with that name, first of all. And second of all, there are no chumps. We got to talk about this game because it's kind of important because I think everybody but the condiments, the Chiefs, are 6-5 in our division. We are like in the middle of a rat pack, and I mean a bunch of dirty rats. For a playoff berth. It's totally possible still. Hard to believe. But it is. So let's get rolling on the rest of the show, because then we got the bone line thrown in there, because there are some people that were just as astonished as I was to see the outcome of this Thanksgiving really present. Okay, before I get into the game, I have to say this because I have to get it off my heart. My little dear Bella, my little heart of my house, passed away the day before Thanksgiving from cancer. Cancer is fucked. And it was devastating, as anyone who has an animal can understand. So, that being said, thank you for all your well wishes and prayers from everyone. Okay. So let's get on to this damn game, because how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Dallas, Dallas Cowboys, we are the Cowboys. Super coach, super team.
I want me some glory hole.
In what seemed to be kind of a dream, when I'm watching this game, I mean, it was kind of like a dream. And I kept expecting things to go wrong, and things just didn't go wrong. I don't know who this team is, but I like them. I like this particular team on this particular day because they played their ass off. Derek Carr, from wanting to cut him last week, you know, because of the buffoonery that was there, you have to love him this week because he was outstanding. And, well, as long as I'm talking about it, let me just get to it right now. Derek Carr leads the NFL in yards, total yards for passing. Every quarterback in it, Tom Brady, you name him. Every single one of them, including Mahomes, he leads the league in passes thrown. He also leads the league with, that's 3,414 yards, by the way. He also leads the league in yards per pass, believe it or not. Our Dink and Dunk, how many years have been complaining about this guy dinking, dunking? This year, it's 8.9 yards per pass. And what that says is he's got some long-ass throws under his belt. There's a lot of dinkies in there, but there's some big plays in that year and this season. And he's got the best yards per pass in the league. Numero uno, folks. Numero uno. Of all the stats of quarterbacks, Derek Carr is the man. He is on an MVP pace. Yes, I said it, came right out of my mouth. The only, of all the statistics a quarterback has, it's this red zone thing, and that's a problem. Because that's where we really have the biggest problem, is in the red zone. So that's where his stats all come to an end, is in the red zone efficiency. And I think all of that is on Greg Olsen, really. All of this whole thing is. Olsen called a great game on Thanksgiving, I got to say. But I don't understand why they can't be against the Giants or against the Bears when they were reeling. I mean, the Bengals are coming up and coming. They're beating everybody right now. So we look at the Bengals game as that it should have been a winner, but I don't know about that now. So I'll just say, let me just, in closing, Derek Carr, you know, we're lucky to have him. We got to keep him. Even on his bad games, his good games really make up for it, because really think about back then when we were searching for anyone that could pass the ball anywhere. I remember. And if you do too, well, then we don't have much to complain about. 509 total yards in this overtime victory against the Cowboys. Man, Stephen A. Smith had a field day with this one. He couldn't wait to get onto his show and spew the Cowboy hate. I love watching it just for that. And when we won, that's pretty funny. The Cowboys were no joke. They did 437 yards. Now, both teams, 14 penalties. 28 penalties in one game. Tell me that that's not absurd. It's absurd. Now, we were very fortunate, because those penalties that occurred on our behalf, like the ones that they did, were so beneficial. So beneficial. They had one defensive back. I think he had three massive penalties that helped us a great deal. Very much so. But, you know, Michael Gallup was their knight in shining armor, 106 yards. Wilson, 104 yards. Tony Pollard. I mean, they have a great team. But when you look at the run game, Tony Pollard, 10 times, 36 yards. Elliott, this guy's making $40 million a year. 9 carries for 25 yards. Our defense was frickin' on fire. Amazing game for our defense, and they played every down. Had some great three and outs, stopped them in great crucial, you know, positions. And, you know, let me just not go further until, you know, let me not get any further into the show without saying, every news outlet the next day after this victory of ours was complaining about how bad the Cowboys played and not how well the Raiders played. I'm so sick of that story, but it's still very true. Derek Carr sprinted for 22. That's a great run, and I wish he would do more of those instead of get swallowed up in the pocket and not seeing the defenders. I don't like that about his game. Jacobs had 22 carries for 87 yards, and he had a 21-yard blowout, which was perfect, because I think that just took the air out of their sails. Kenyon Drake, 7 carries for 25 yards, needed every one of those. And Mariota, touchdown, 4 yards total long of three, which was that. Renfro ran and Zay Jones ran, which was good. It was nice to see those plays because they mixed it up. Now, he lost Waller in this game for a few games because he's got a bruised bone on his knee. Don't want to mess with that. But Zay Jones showed up, 59 yards. DeSean Jackson, 3 catches for 102. What can you say? And then Renfro was the filler. He filled in the entire field with 8 catches for 134 yards, helping us with our third downs and our, you know, moving the ball down the field, holding on to the clock, which we did, amazingly, 40 minutes. 40 minutes. That's a lot. That's a lot of time. And that's a lot of plays. Derek Carr, 24 for 39, 373, a touchdown. Prescott, 32 for 47, 375, 2 TDs. But that's that. Therein lies the difference in this game. The Cowboys rushed 20 times in this game, and the Raiders, 32 times. And that is the difference in the game. The fact that we could rush the ball made this game everything, was the whole game, which was the thing I kept saying, I can't believe it. And it looked like our offensive line finally got some kind of rhythm. And we were working the Cowboys' defensive line, which is one or two in the league, top five for sure. I have no answers why we played so well in this game other than the fact that the team was tired of being embarrassed on national television. This is the game of the week. 32 million people watch this game. That's a lot of eyeballs, folks. And still, it wasn't about the Raiders' victory, the gutsy play, the grind, the way our players stood up tall, especially the defense. No, it was about why the Cowboys didn't succeed and beat the Raiders, the lowly Raiders, that they were supposed to beat. They were supposed to beat us. And no go. And you know what? I can tell you, Jerry was not very happy. Jerry's world was not happy. And of course, you know, they want to blame the game on the officials. I love it. I just love it so much because how many times have we been just freaking hosed by the Zebras with nobody nary saying a word except for the Raiders' penalty problems and discipline and all that horse crap. But the Cowboys, oh my gosh, it must be the officials. It certainly can't be them. It couldn't be them making the penalties. Well, we both got 14. Just yours were worse at the worst times, which I love. I love it even better. And I don't expect any respect from anybody because we just don't get it. And really, on another note, has anybody besides me noticed on the NFL, any NFL advertisement for tickets, for merchandise, for jerseys, for anything? And if it comes out of the NFL, you won't see a Raiders emblem on those commercials. You will not see the silver and black represented as one of the 32. You see the Chiefs, you see the Cowboys, you see the Patriots, you see everybody, the Golden Child. You even see the Lions, you see the Rams, you see the Falcons. You don't see the Raiders. This is a weird thing. I know it's just me, but I look every time now. I started thinking about it. I go, okay, there's another commercial. Are we in it? Nope. That pisses me off. pisses me off because the league is crooked as hell. I mean, don't let me get into it. Raiders are supposed to lose this game, and they didn't. The Super Freaks came out and played super freaky and just upset the apple cart of Jerry's World. I love it. I love it. I just love it so much. When Randy was leaving the stadium, he was doing a little film, and the Raider fans were going, "Raiders!" And the Cowboys fans were going, "Referees!" Yep. Sourpuss losers. I don't know. I don't know. They've never had as many penalties as we had. They're crying right now. Get out of here. For real. So in closing, I'm glad we use the Flying Hawaiian in appropriate ways. I'm glad we throw some plays in there because it does change the defense. They really don't know for sure what's going on. I like that, especially in the end zone. I don't care if Carr gets credit for the touchdown or not. Doesn't make any difference. We just got to get it in the red zone. So on that note, I think, you know, who knows what's going to happen and what's going to come up, but I'm just happy that we got the W, we stopped the losing, and so a great day for the Raider Nation, great Thanksgiving for the fans, thank goodness. I think the team showed up so that we can watch the game during our dinner, and we could, the whole thing, and that was a pleasure. Thank you, Raiders, for that, because let me tell you, makes a huge difference. And all the fans, Raider Jesse James, all the fans, Raider Damien, all the fans in Texas that went to that game, all I got to do is say, how about them Raiders?
Yeah, Raiders!
That's for damn sure. And that is all I have to say about that.
How you like me?
Next in line, on an extended, actually, they call it a mini bye. So we have an extended length to get some of our players back up and running and unbruised so they can go out there and face the Washington football team. Now, I'm sure it's just me, but is that the dumbest frickin' name or what? I don't even believe they've got that name. That's a Daniel Snyder frickin' solution. Says everything about the owner. Let's not get into it. Well, let's do.
Hail to the football team.
Hail victory.
Players
on the football field.
Washington football team.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
Sunday, December 5th at 1:05 in the city of Las Vegas. The Washington football team, which is the orange W on the red background, I just don't get it. It's just so stupid. Anyway, I don't want to go on, but I do. Come to Las Vegas to play our Las Vegas Raiders. They're bringing a lot with them. This team is a no-give-up team, I'm going to tell you right now. Jack Del Rio is their defensive coordinator. He knows a little bit about the Raiders and Derek Carr. And their defense is peaking big time, and their offense is really rolling. This is no easy game, folks. Yeah, the Washington football team is no joke. They beat the Buccaneers. They beat the Panthers. And they just beat the Seahawks. This team is rolling. And I don't even know anything else other to say than they're playing very good freaking football right now. Our defense is going to have their hands full with J.D. McKissic, a running back who is really prolific in their last game, like 24 carries for 146 yards. He is no joke. Antonio Gibson and safety Landale Collins helped win this last game of theirs, and they are deadly. Landale Collins is really deadly. Sorry, Antonio Gibson is a wide receiver, but nonetheless, he's deadly, trust me. He can catch the ball. He's swift. He's dodgy. And they got a good offense. And Taylor Heinicke, the undrafted quarterback, is actually playing for his life every game. He's trying to get a contract. And this kid has guts. He reminds me a lot of Carr, the way he plays. But he isn't afraid to run the ball. And he does that quite often. He's a good quarterback. He sees his players. And it just seems to me like he's getting it done. The Seahawks got to still have a very good defense, and they could not get to this guy. So I think our defense is going to have a great chance, our pass rush for sure, of getting to him. What we need to do in this game is keep their defense on the field. We need to run the ball. We need to pass the ball correctly. We need to move the ball down the field very slowly and wear these guys out. We have to start out early and often. We have to make it so they have to pass on us because that's not going to be their strongest suit. They are a good running team, and we're going to have to stop that for sure. But as far as our offense goes, we have to score early and often, force them to be single-dimensional, and then end it in the fourth quarter. I say all this knowing that who knows who's going to show up for us. I hope these guys show up because every single freaking game for the remainder of this year is a must fucking win. Pardon my French. But if we don't win these games, we will be in the toilet of the West because the Broncos have come to life. The Chargers have skipped a few games. They're ready to bounce back. And, you know, Mahomes and the Condiments are still there with their giddy horse crap. I can't wait to see them again, hoping that our team is ready for that contest in their house. Let's just give them back what they gave us, and we can go about our separate ways, is how I'm looking at it. Del Rio is going to have their defense playing out of their frickin' minds, and they're very good. They lost their best defensive player to injury, but still, they're no joke. Their front four can hurt you, and they got a great bunch of blitzes, which we certainly didn't see in Oakland when he was there, but he's doing a lot of them now. So Carr's going to have to do a lot of screen passes, keep those horses back in the barn, if you know what I'm saying. Let's see. Washington also has a problem on their special teams. They have no kicker. Their kicker that they had was injured, and thank goodness because he was crappy before they had an injury. So I think they went out and got somebody. I don't know who, but it's not going to be the best guy for sure. We should be able to take advantage of their special teams play. We need to have better field position in this game in order to have an opportunity. This is no easy game. This is one of those games that we need to be up and show up for. Let us hope that our teaching and caring and loving coaching staff of Pistachio, not Pistachio, shows up and we have a victory because we've got everything going in all three phases. I'm talking to you, Greg Olson. You better get off your ass and study this football team because they are real. And they can put a hurt on us in our own house again, and that is the last damn thing that I want to see in Las Vegas, is a sea of what is this? What kind of brandy red is that? I don't know what it is. It looks like Niner red, which is, well, it's hard to look at anyway. But long story short, whatever color that is, I hope it's not prolific in our house. That's for sure. I think we can beat the Redskins. Excuse me? The Washington football team. I think we can beat the WFT, or the WTF is what I like to call them. Because anyone with that name, I think to myself, WTF. Who thought about that? We should win this game, but you know how this team goes. I'm hoping, I'm praying, I'm telling you, we should win at home in front of our home crowd. I'm going to put the stamp on this one. Let's hope it happens. Come on, Raiders, let's get it done and not stress the fan base out any more than we need to be. And that is all I have to say about that. All right, 1-800-620-7181, 1-800-620-7181, jump on the bone. I say that often, and I mean it. Get on the bone line, let us know what you're thinking, because this week should be rather pleasant. So who's first on the line this week? And our first caller is my good brother, the Nebraska Raider in the house, holding it down in Midwest. What's happening, brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Nebraska Raider calling in, man. It's been a pretty depressing last 3 weeks, obviously, as we've all seen. Hopefully we get our poop in a group this Thursday. That would be great for a nice Thanksgiving for all of Raider Nation. But I do want to say, Raider Greg, I feel your I sympathize with you on you know, your pup at 10 years of age. I lost my dog to lymphoma, so it you know, they give him like 4 to 6 weeks. And Pierce passed away at the age of 10, but he lasted about 11 weeks before I had to make that decision to get him euthanized. It was in-home euthanization. I didn't want to have him in an uncomfortable place. I got him right after my dad passed away, so he was with me through a whole lot of hardships. And, yeah, man, excuse my language, but that shit sucks. And it's, you know, it's like losing a family member, obviously. My prayers are with you, your family, and obviously your pups, and hopefully everything goes smoothly. I know that's what I prayed for, just for everything to go smoothly, and it did. So God was good in that way. You know, when you get a dog, you're going to outlive them, most likely. So it's definitely a hardship in that way. So I definitely, when you said that, within those 10 seconds, that hit home, man. So my prayers are with you and your family, especially, you know, throughout these holidays and whatnot. And as far as the next game comes up, my goodness, my gosh, I don't even know what to say. Just win, baby. It's hard to say anything after going 5-2, and then a bunch of crap happens, and then it's a shit show after that. So, anywho, but prayers out to you, Ready Ricky. And Raider Randy, and just one baby. And enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family and friends. God bless Raider Nation. Raider Nation, this is Nebraska Raider. I'm out.
My brother, You probably describe what everybody else who listened to this show that time was thinking or saying, has a similar story. Yeah, my sweet Bella died. We put her down the day before Thanksgiving. She couldn't walk, and, you know, cancer sucks. And so that was a very tough Thanksgiving. But I'll say this, as somber as the moment was, we did make it a pretty good holiday, being thankful for our friends, our family, and our pets. And I appreciate all the sentiment you said out there, bro, because it is freaking brutal. And our next caller, my good brother, the Prez, is in the house. And he had a nice Thanksgiving. What's happening, brother?
Raider Nation, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, have a good Thanksgiving. Well, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. It was wonderful. We won the game today. It was brutal. It went down to the wire. What more can we say? It's a good victory. The Raider Nation that traveled down to Dallas can go home victorious. They missed out on a good turkey day, dealing with their loved ones and their families. And I, for one, have been up for almost 24 hours because I had to cook a big meal. And if you're my Facebook buddy, you'll see exactly what I'm coming from. With that being said, kudos. Hope that we can do a little bit more. I'm not going to get too excited, you know, even though I should, but, you know, let's just see what happens. And let's, you know, go from here, though. But I don't want to be a negative Nancy. I just want to say good win. Thank you, Carl, for stepping up. Thank you, Raiders, for stepping up. And we won. Raider Greg, my condolences to your dog. I hope she made it through. If not, prayers for your family. And that's all I got to say, Raider Nation. What a game. What a game. Just beautiful, marvelous, you know, great ending. What ratings. Good ratings. Good ratings for this game. This game was just down to the wire. Take care, y'all, and hope you guys have a good Thanksgiving. This is the prayers. Raiders.
Well said, brother. Well said. You know, it was a nice Thanksgiving. Watching them at least do something decent. And, you know, lifted me up a little, for crying out loud. And it was great, man. Didn't spoil anybody's dinner. Matter of fact, it did. It spoiled a hell of a lot of Cowboy fans. There was a lot of Cowboys kicking crap after that game. I love it. I love it. I love it so. And our next caller is the Baggy Raider out of beautiful London, England, I believe, or at least in England for sure. What is happening, bro? You know what? I love your take. It's freaking fresh. What's up?
Oh, my word. I thought they were going to throw that. What a win. Straight after the game here. What a win. This is what football's about. Sorry, this is why it's a great game. I know there's so many things we can moan about. But, hey, sometimes you've just got to enjoy the excitement. What a game. So many fouls by both teams. Both teams looked like they were trying to throw it away at one point. Raiders made a big effort to throw it away in the end. But they pulled through, showed a bit of character. A great win. Go, Raiders! Come on, lads! Oh, super Baggy Raider, and I'm out of here!
Now, there you go. There's a guy, and really celebrating our victory, not getting too wrapped up in the rest of it. And that's what we have to do, man. I'm telling you, this is a great win. We just got to roll and see what happens next week. Who shows up? We just never know. But that's the Raiders. That's how we are. And that seems to be who we are. Love the call, brother. And our next caller, Raider Chris from Scranton, PA. Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation, Raider Chris, Scranton, PA. Finally, the streak has ended. And what better way to do it than on Thanksgiving in front of everybody. And I'm waking up laughing the day after because I'm watching these shows and I'm listening to the radio, and all I'm hearing, how ironic is this, is how the referees were doing this with the penalties and this and that. And I'm like, huh, why aren't you talking about that with the Raiders all year, all century? Because that's what we go through on a daily basis. But because it's Dallas, and because everybody had Dallas winning, and it didn't fall the way that it was supposed to fall, that's what they're falling back on. It's kind of ironic. It's kind of funny, actually. I'm not getting too excited about it. Yeah, we won. We look good. Defense balled out, as I expected. Perryman is just a beast, let's be honest, and we better re-sign him. But, I mean, yeah, it's a good win, you know? We go to Washington, and we lose to teams like Washington. Look at the Giants. Look at the Bears. But, yeah, it's a good win. Don't get me wrong, but I had to call in and just talk about how they're making excuses why Dallas didn't win. It's just funny. Like, shut up. But good win. It's a win. We'll take it. Off to Washington. And, yeah, that's. I just had a call about that. It's just too funny. That's the excuses and the reason why Dallas didn't win, because of the penalties. Welcome to Raider Nation Island, because that's all it is with us. Raider Nation, I'm out like that fat girl in dodgeball.
I love this take because it is ever so true. Ever so true indeed. 14 penalties to each team. It's just that ours were a little more advantageous to our team at the time. That's all. It was like 228 yards of penalties. Crazy number. But as they all scout the refs every game, you know what crew likes to do one thing. This crew was a pass-happy defensive back's dream. And that's what happened. And, well, oh well. But, yeah, the excuses for the Cowboys are many. And they love them and use them and massage them and whatever. That's America's team. Oh, bullshit. And anyway, good call, brother. And our next caller, Raider Jim from the East Coast, is in the house. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Raider Jim on the East Coast, the day after Thanksgiving. And what a Thanksgiving it was. I had a wonderful time celebrating with my family. And then had a wonderful time watching the Raiders beat the Cowboys. I tell you what, I am very happy to be wrong about my prediction for the Raiders. I am very happy to say I know nothing about football. Very happy to admit that. And I think you summed it up best last week, Brother Greg, when you said, just going to take it week at a time. Enjoy each week. And that's the way I'm looking at the rest of this season. No more predictions. No more high hopes. And no more demoralized thoughts of looking forward to the offseason with six games left. I'm just going to take it a week at a time. So after all of the time that we thought calling you was just a one-way therapy session so that we could find a cathartic experience and get rid of all these negative emotions, I have to remind you that you counsel us as well. And you give us football wisdom that helps us all. So, hey, man, what a win. That was great. I mean, hey, I agree with you, man. Enjoy the win. We won. What a great win. Derek Carr proved me wrong and many others wrong that he's not a broken man. Not yet, anyway. He showed what he can do when he hangs in the pocket, steps up in the pocket, and just chunks the ball, man. And so, hey, I love it. I love it. We'll see if we can sustain a couple of wins here. And at this point, you know, be nice to get 10 wins. I'll be happy with that. and be a lot better than I thought we were going to be last week. So go Raiders. Just win, baby. And God bless the Raider Nation. Thank you, Greg. Talk to you soon, brother.
Well, thank you, Jim. That's very cool. Very, very nice of you to say. Because that's how I'm taking things. I just have to share. When I find a Zen moment, I have to share it with the nation. And I truly believe, you know, we're just going to have to cobble down this street of games and see what happens. And I can't get too excited because you just never know about who's going to show up. So that's my Zen. And I hope that it helps everybody because that's what I'm here for. And our next caller, Raider Damien from Comal County, Texas. I think that's how you say it. Great Raider fan. Had a season ticket here for many years in Oakland. What's happening, my good brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy. It's Raider Damien down here in Comal County, deep in the heart of hostile territory. So I don't think I've ever called twice to the bone line, you know, for one show or in between shows. And I apologize for doing it. But I was so excited after the Thursday game. I did make the trip up to Arlington with a bunch of my neighbors. The tailgate was off the hook. Raider Nation was out in force. I guess that's what it felt like to be a Kansas City fan back in Vegas a couple weeks ago. But boy, we had just taken that place over. It was awesome. I'll let all the other callers talk about the X's and O's. My only thing with the game was the officiating, I think, finally benefited us for once, if that sounds crazy. I'm going to have to go back and watch it on my DVR, but I think we actually benefited from the officiating. But what I just wanted to share, I don't think anything's going to change. I still don't think that we're a playoff team. It was nice to get the win. You know, we're winning in overtime. We just, we're not that good still. So I'm still on my, you know, just enjoy the rest of the season and not sweat it too much. But I wanted to tell all y'all out there in Raider Nation how proud I was to walk out of that stadium in Arlington on Thanksgiving after an overtime game wearing my throwback Tim Brown jersey and just walking by every one of those Cowboy fans in the stadium, through the parking lots, back to my truck with all of my friends wearing their Cowboy crap and just that grin on my face saying, not today, haters, not today. We got it. That is a memory I'm going to keep for a long time. And that's actually my first road win. I've you know, been all over to see the Raiders and never once have seen them win on the road. So happy Thanksgiving to me. I was quite excited. Raider Greg, Raider Randy, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving as well. Greg, I hope your dog is doing better, maybe pulling out here at the last minute and something miraculous happening for Thanksgiving. Love you, brothers. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
What a great call. I could totally feel you there at the stadium. Randy was there too, but he said there were a lot of Raider fans. Amen. Way to go, Raider Nation. Way to show up, man. That's what makes it happen. That's why, well, that should be why we're hated. And it should be why our stadium is all black every Sunday. But let me not digress. What a great experience, bro. I'm glad you got a win away. That's a treasured moment. I know what it feels like walking out of someone else's house with the W. It's tremendous. I'm glad you got to experience that faux show. And I'm sure you had a great time in the parking lot, brother. Next caller, Matty Raider, right out of Albany, New York. Great fan, as you know. What's going on, bro?
What's up, Raider Nation? It's Matty Raider, Albany, New York. Just calling in quick. A few days after the Dallas Cowboys win, you know, the last time we played them, if you guys remember, it was the index card game with that stupid Gene Stratator ref. He's a weasel. He put the index card out with a big grin on his face, and we lost that game. But I'm going to call this game because we've been in every single iconic game because our franchise is legendary. But I'm going to call this game the Pilgrim Penalty Game. But we got that win, and it was sweet. On Thanksgiving, just a great win. It felt such an overwhelming feeling to win after these losses. And, you know, on Thanksgiving when the whole nation's watching, it was just great. I'm glad we opened up the offense, got DeSean Jackson involved, obviously had a good running game, got Jacobs going, although I wish he wouldn't have dropped that pass because that would have been a sure touchdown. But I'm sure a lot of people will be calling in. But let's ride this momentum. Let's beat Washington coming up. We can do it. Season's not lost. The AFC is wide open. Let's go, Raiders. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. God bless, guys. Bye.
Well, thank you for the call again, my brother. And yes, we played very well. Out of our heads, really. Derek Carr was very aggressive. And I think they got the message in the locker room. Do you want to be chumps on national TV again? Because I'm sure someone said it, if not a bunch of people, to them. And I'm glad they weren't, for all of us, for the entire nation that watched that game, for Raider fans with their family for over for Thanksgiving, that were just dreading the fact that they were going to have to watch this stinker. Thank goodness the Raiders stood up strong and represented all of us as we deserve, for sure, bro. And our next caller is the RVA Raider. A Raider trip. What's happening, bro?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation. This is Tripp, the RVA Raider, calling from Richmond, Virginia. It's Monday morning after the Cowboys Thanksgiving game. Just calling to say what's up, everyone. Raider Greg, I want to say that I'm really sorry to hear about your dog, man. I've been there. I know it's hard. Biddies are great dogs, man. I got a Rottweiler at home. They share a lot in common, just big misunderstood beasts. So I just want to let you know, man, I'm thinking about you and your family. I know that that ain't easy. I really like what you had to say in your last show before the Thanksgiving game, man. You know, this season, just like you said, man, we're a rudderless ship. That don't mean we're not going to win a few more games. And Thursdays was awesome, man. I was hanging out with a bunch of family and friends, and I said that afternoon that that game was either going to be the best game or the worst game of the day. And lo and behold, we were treated to one hell of a showdown, man. It was pretty exciting. Third overtime win. That's great, man. And going into it, I just kind of held the mentality of what you were talking about last week. Whether they won, whether they lost, I wasn't going to let it take nothing off me. I was going to enjoy the day, enjoy Thanksgiving with the family and friends. The fact that they won made it all the better. Of course, there are Cowboys fans in our group. There's Cowboys fans everywhere, so really was awesome to see that win. Hope we get to see a few more, maybe against the division rivals. That would be great. Other than that, we'll see what happens. You know, it all goes back to what we've been saying. No coach, rudderless ship. They got a lot of talent on this team. But we'll see what's going to happen. Anyways, I want to wish happy holidays to everybody out there in the Raider Nation. And try to keep a positive frame of mind. Be good to one another. And I'll be talking to you all soon. All right, Raider Nation, this is Raider Trip. I'm out.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you for the comment about my pity. She was a hell of a dog. And, you know, the mentality that I've been kind of at this point of the season, you know, we have to kind of get ourselves a little shot of reality. And I think it's healthy. It's healthy to watch the games without expectations. I mean, it's really healthy. Help me. I could just say that. And we have a road to go. We got some games. And I'll say this. Washington is no pushover. And they proved it. And they can hurt us to the tune of an L. So we just got to watch these games and see how everybody plays. The coaches are coaching for their jobs. You can bet on that. So appreciate the call, brother. And thanks for the nice words. And our next caller is Raider Colin out in Pleasanton, California. What is happening, my good Californian brother?
Raiders! What's going on, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Nation? What's happening? This is Raider Colin, a.k.a. Raider C, out in Pleasanton, California. Hell of a game, man. You know, it's funny. I was traveling. I hadn't watched the Bengals game. I knew we lost pretty badly. I was surprised. I just listened to the podcast now. Today's Monday after the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And, man, Raider Greg, bro. Man, heavy. But for good reason, man. Fucking, you know, we were on the schneid pretty damn hard. I was pissed off after the Chiefs game. You know, Giants should have beat them, you know. Bengals didn't see it, but obviously it was a shit show. But, man, no, we've probably got to put it together and, you know, makes it a good year just to be able to watch your team on Thanksgiving. Exciting game. They showed up and got it done. That was awesome. One note on the team, or, you know, a couple notes, I guess. I mean, I know Gruden's no longer our coach, but I think this offense is, you know, is under his design at least the rest of this year. So I think what I look for offensively is, you know, a lot of different people touching the ball. That's what I think of Gruden offense. You know, you have 10, 11 different receivers catching balls, you know, when the offense is clicking and going on. So distributing that ball, getting, you know, Jacobs some touches. Obviously, he had a nice play during the Cowboys game. Get Drake some catches, you know, get the other receivers involved. Maybe they're just short dink and dunks, but keeping the defense guessing, you know, having to kind of cover everybody because they don't know where the ball's going to go, not being able to ignore people. I think that's what's going to make, you know, if we want to have good offense, which we need, that's going to be the deal. Interesting stat in that game that, you know, undefeated when Carr goes over 300 yards and unvictorious when he doesn't. So that was an interesting stat I saw. So that's kind of what I think me and the rest of the league is going to be looking at, you know, and as goes Derek Carr, so goes our team. So anyway, great game, man. Raider Greg, man, sorry to hear about your pooch, bro. That's tough, man. That's tough, bro. So heart goes out to you and your family, man. Hope you guys heal, and who knows? Hopefully, maybe the dog's pulling through. I know it sounded pretty down about it, or not too optimistic, man. But hopefully, pull through. But if not, man, I hope you know peace and healing to you and your family. But that's all I got, man. Back to work Monday morning on the road. So everybody, love you all, man. Raider Nation. Let's have a good end of the season and maybe see some playoffs. All right, y'all. Bye.
Love the call. Yeah, I was a little bummed when I did my last show. No doubt. Yeah, I lost my pooch, as you know by now. But yeah, man, you know, it's like everything else. Time heals. And so as far as the team goes, yeah, I was serious with that last show, bro. I mean, the rudder's rudderless ship. No one really having security, people kind of walking around on eggshells a little bit. Maybe this is the game that is going to take them to the next level, and so we can get some real push and maybe win a few more games. Would not be a bad thing for everyone concerned. Carr's coming up a contract. There's a lot of money stuff that's got to be figured out about this team at the end of the season. You know, there's a lot to cover here. But for now, like I said, man, I appreciate your call. Just chill out. Enjoy the team. Enjoy what we do well. Hopefully we'll do well for the remainder of the season. Got a lot of division games coming up. Thank you for the call, man. All right, well, that's it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast. I am so happy that the Raiders showed up for the Raider Nation, man. I am totally stoked because I was afraid it was going to be a stinker because of what we've been doing. And I'm glad it turned out not to be that way, because it helped me and it helped a lot of other people with family and Cowboy fans in the room. Classic. I love that shit. Anyways, guys, be safe. Watch out on the highways, man. People are crazy these days. Don't drink and drive. Be good human beings. And I